welcome to the inaugural edition of I Only Love 90s Music. I only listen to 90s music, R&B. That's what we here for. I'm glad I brought these two people. Have been on our podcast millions of times. Scott has been on 100 times with his part in the bub, trying to defend No Limit. Stacey has been on one of our most classic episodes of the podcast where we prank that dude, where Javon pranks that dude and makes him think that he's trying to holler at him.
Oh my God. That was an insane call.
Like, he said, Javon, go, I want you though.
Right. You trying to fuck her? I'm trying to fuck you.
Like, I'm trying to fuck you. He said, I want both of y'all.
Insane. Absolutely.
And that dude blocked all our social media stuff to this day because of that. I even went back like a year ago and he has still blocked us.
He did what he had to do.
Look, that was real embarrassing for him, man.
It won't happen again.
Yeah, but so tell y'all about how y'all, let's talk about how y'all came up with this whole concept and, you know, how y'all came up with this whole thing, which is
it came 6 months ago when I was just putting song battles on Facebook,
right,
in December, and then Stacey was like, hey, you should just make a group, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna get to it. I actually was, then, you know, life happens and putting other things on the back burner, but J.O., the other member of the group, because he does live karaoke, I was thinking of putting it into a live show coming this summer, but you know, Corona happened. So, we just made a club on Facebook. That's what it feel like.
That's like, it
people in there just kicking it, talking about music. You know, you got a few people arguing, but you know, I think it's just an argument out of love. Ain't nobody talking down on nobody, you know. It's just, you know, you disagree.
No, I disagree with that. Stacey sent out a whole PSA for everybody on the R. Kelly
situation. Well, beyond that, we know what it is now, though.
So, all right. So my life is social media, right? It's what I study. Yeah. It's what I do. So when I would see, when I saw Scott doing the post on his page, I hit him up and I was like, hey, I don't know what you need to do with this, but you're getting a lot of organic engagement that people pay big money to get. So you need to figure it out. You need to do something with it. He's like, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm like, okay. That was months ago. And then they started doing the live videos. I was like, okay, cool. So I'm watching the lives and he hits me up and he's like, hey, you want to do one of the shows with us? Okay, cool. And then when I noticed, then we were broadcast live from JL's page. And I was like, we need to actually make a group so that we can have everybody in one space. Yeah. So we made
because everybody can't be that person's friend, all that good stuff.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So because even if I would share it to my page, people would watch on my page. So like, I need everybody to be in one place. So we created the group. It grew, like, I probably invited like 6 people. Scott invited the hood. So
that's how we get to the R. Kelly situation.
Right, so we grew, yeah. I mean, hood is just in number of people. Yeah. So we grew quickly, like within like 3 days, we had like 500 members. And then it just kept on growing and growing and growing. And then for me, again, background social media, online community management, I'm actually a power admin for Facebook. So I know what can happen and what cannot happen. So when I started seeing they were like, oh, what about R. Kelly? And we hadn't specifically addressed it.
Yeah.
But it was like kind of like a hidden thing with us of we're not playing his music. And we just didn't talk about it. We just didn't do it. So when somebody asked, and the morning that it had, everything went crazy, if you will, a guy asked about it. About Kitty Post R. Kelly, and he was genuine in his question. He wasn't trying to start.
Yeah, he was just checking. He was just asking if it was safe.
He just was asking. And it got there was a lot of comments in regards to it. And then I was like, look, you know, here is the official stance on it. We know what he contributed. We know that he's written for people, produced. We can't stop all of anything he's ever touched from being in, but we're just not going to actively post his stuff.
His music. Yeah.
Right. Turned off the
comments. So if somebody wrote something, y'all fine with that? It's just if like...
It turns into like, you know, people start boycotting a company and they're like, oh, I'm never going to drink Pepsi again, right? Or like, I'm not watching... you know, something on ABC. Like when you start getting to the parent companies and the multi layers of all of it, you can't just you can't just boycott Dove. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to go through the whole thing. So the same.
So
thing
I can't post high five quality time.
You can post quality time.
Yeah, you can post quality time and fortunate, and I don't know what else he wrote.
So, like, I mean, there's so many things that he's done or has touched at some point. You just simply can't not acknowledge that. But we're not posting, we're actively posting something that was him and him only, right?
So, yes.
So something from an album isn't going to happen. And with that, people, I guess, felt a certain way. So then people started testing me with it. So then people started making posts, and like right now we're not on post approval. I mean, we're trying to be like, just let everybody just
grown. We know how to act.
Right. Like, we feel like y'all grown, y'all know how to act, y'all can just post. And people would somebody posted, my mind's telling me no, my body's telling me yes, remove the post. And then
just in a text, in a text.
Just text form, they type
just wrote it,
and that was the post. So I'm just kind of scrolling my newsfeed, I see it, remove it. Then somebody else makes it, like, people just kept on going, like, and they would not move on. The guy who made the original post asking inboxed me and apologized. He's like, I'm so sorry that this has happened. I'm like, don't be sorry. You didn't do anything wrong.
And his post was cool.
His post was fine. Like, it wasn't just, I mean, again, he was the initial, hey, just wondering, can we post R. Kelly? And, you know, we gave the response. So that's how the official Stacey in a cartoon post came about, like, because apparently when I talk, y'all don't listen. So maybe if I make a cartoon of me saying, y'all, maybe that'll come off a little bit. Because I don't mind being the mean auntie. I don't care. I mean, again, I know what can and can't happen on Facebook. And while there is no rule that says that you can't post R. Kelly, it's like, I still know if somebody says, if certain things get said or certain things happen, it can affect us in different ways with Facebook, and I'm not trying to go against terms of service at any point. So,
is there an issue that, I mean, to break that down for me and other listeners, like, what does that mean when you're saying, like, that you can get into a Facebook terms of service issue?
So, okay, not specifically with R. Kelly, right? But just in general, you can have a Facebook group, and if a member posts something that goes against Facebook terms of service, so let's say they post nudity, right? Okay. Or they post, if they make a post, and this is actually something that happened in another group, promoting or soliciting sex or sexual favors and things like that.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Prostitution.
Oh, like straight for the money, money, like hit my Cash App.
Exactamundo. So things along that nature, hate speech, whatever. Facebook can flag it, right? But it doesn't just flag them, it'll flag the group.
The group.
As a whole.
Oh,
and
wow.
What you never want is, so that's why people like, oh, admins act like they get paid. First off, some of us do. Write that down. Like, this is, can be a job. So, but there are, again, there's terms of services, and you got to protect the group at all costs, because when Facebook shuts down the group, I can't sit here and be like, but it wasn't even me. It was so-and-so.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. So,
they basically put it on the admins to regulate, like, a small shares to aggregate. If you're going to have a group, you need to regulate.
We got
to
police it.
You got to police it. So for the most part, like 99.9% or 100%, we really haven't had any issues. Nobody has posted anything that's crazy. Sometimes people post stuff that's irrelevant.
Yeah.
And if I catch that, I'll, you know, try to like get rid of it, or I'll ask you. I'm like, what's this about? What is this? And usually if they see me like, uh-oh, she asked. I'm like, yeah, what is this? What is this for? Somebody posted a male enhancement drug yesterday. And I commented, I said, what is this?
I didn't even see it.
Male enhancement drug? And I said, okay.
Was it just spam?
No, it was somebody in the group. He posted.
No, I'm saying, were they spam, or was he really selling it?
No, he literally just posted a picture of something. Like, it was like this, looked like a little package of something.
Yeah,
and like he posted it, somebody laughed at it. So I'm sitting here like, I'm trying to get the joke. I don't get, what is this? So I said, what is this? He's like, it's a male enhancement drug. I said, okay, is it from the 90s?
What's the point?
What's the point? And I said, what is it? I'm trying to understand the relevance. He said, oh, there is no relevance.
Come on, man. You just removed him from the group.
I didn't remove him from the group.
Just that post.
I just removed
Have you ever removed people from the group?
Speaking of the group, we have another group that was born from somebody getting kicked out of this group.
Right. Oh, they started another group from y'all group?
Yeah. So they got mad that they got kicked out, and they start they got really upset they got kicked out, and then
they were just posting too much. Just too much, like, you know, I post like once an hour. I post a video here. I post like a, you know, like, you know, pick this group, or I post like a random picture. But he was just posting video. It's like, damn, calm down. Let it breathe.
And then there was something that he posted that wasn't relevant, and I questioned him on it. I'm like, what is this? I'm like, is this relevant to the group? What's happening here? And it wasn't at all. Like, it wasn't 90s. It had nothing to do with anything. So then he makes a post and is like, admins all up in.
Suge Knight.
Right, with a Suge Knight.
Oh. So, come on over to my group.
Right, like, and then something, and they, a little peanut gallery, a little fan club, is like, what's going on? Like, I'm just saying, your admins all up in the comments and stuff, and you know what I'm saying? I need to just be on my page where I can be free. And what? I commented and said, I can help you. Yo, back to your page. Right. Oh, I can get you there real quick. So, and then I was like, you know what? And then, I'll say this, you may see me enforcing stuff, but I run everything by Scott and J.O. first. Like, we screenshot, like, we'll screenshot and be like, you see this? And it'll be like, boom. Like, so, hey. And so it's like, all right, cool. You know, boom. Like, it, again, you just, like, it's like, you see me, but it's almost like you you go ask your mommy, you ask your mom, can you go do something? And she's like, ask your daddy, and daddy be like, I don't know, ask your mama. And she tells you no, but she's like, for real talk, daddy ain't want you to do it either, but mama told you no, so it's like, mama's
back. Get on out of here.
Daddy can't do it either. But it's a, I mean, the highlight is we're having a lot of fun. People are able to go stroll down memory lane, get that middle school, sometimes elementary school, high school memories, and just really enjoy themselves. And I like, that's the best part about all of it, is people that and, joke, and man, I'm having such a great time. Like,
cool. Yeah, I got a message, like, somebody was just saying, like, this group is getting her through a tough time. She was, like, going through, like, some depression, like, over the past couple months. And she was like, this group is kind of getting me through it, just having a good time, just chit-chatting with people about music.
Wow, that's real. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. The 90s were an amazing time for all of
them.
Yeah, it was, man. So we got a couple of topics we're going to do. We're going to jump into R&B on these shows. So first up, let's talk about this Erykah Badu versus Jill Scott that's jumping off on Saturday.
It's going to be a good battle. I got Erykah winning, though. I mean, I don't got to, like, mop in Jill, but I got to win him by a few.
You know what? I don't know.
No. I seriously, off the top of my head, I would say Erykah, but then I start thinking about it. I'm like, Jill's got more hits recently, too, though.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar enough with Jill's catalog to make a decision. I, and I'm going to say this, and forgive me, everyone that's out there. I don't get into Jill Scott. I think that she is amazing. I think that she is a great singer. I think that she's a great actress. I think she is beautiful. I love her hair. I love everything about her. I'm not a big fan of her music. I've tried. I really have. And I don't know. It's just something that just doesn't let me get in to her. And it makes me sad a little bit. It's like, I just, for whatever reason, I don't get into her stuff. So there are some songs that she has that I like, but I don't know if I would ever go see her in concert. Like, I don't know. And I just, like, I would know three songs and then be like, well.
Yeah. You'd be like, Grits. She'd be like, Grits, let's have to go.
I don't know enough of her catalog to, so I can't say, oh, yeah, like, it's going to be. I mean, I know more of Erykah's catalog than I do Jill's, so I don't know enough about her to compare. I think it'll be a fun time for everyone. I think it'll be, I wish it was like that there were people could have like watch parties together, like live watch parties.
Oh, man.
It's just going to be like, the smell of incense is going to be so strong.
No. This is the thing, though. See, I disagree about the incense, though. I think this is actually a battle for blackness. I really think about, because Erykah Badu is way left. Jill is like regular left. like regular black girl lift. Like
I
in general.
I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's almost like the Hotep woman versus said, like the pro black woman that's just in corporate America. It's like basically black corporate America woman versus incense black woman. Just got transitioned away from that incense as much.
Yeah. And my wife said it's the battle of your problematic aunties.
Ooh. That's it. You know what? Scratch what I said. That's it right there. Because Jill said it did say like she was
the Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby. Yeah.
And then I think Erykah Badu said something about R. Kelly, something last year. Yeah. After the,
she said something about Hitler even one time. Like
no, my God. Erica made a comment. She made a comment about R. Kelly, but in that process of that, she made something. It was a comment about
Hitler. It was about Hitler.
Grown men to be attracted to younger girls.
But it was also Hitler too. Though she was like Hitler. We got to get Hitler within his context or some shit. She said
it was. Yeah, it's a both of them. Just sometimes you got to stop talking.
Sometimes you. Jill's gotten more recent hits. I feel like though.
Yeah. Because Erykah Badu just got that mixtape that came out a couple years back.
Yeah, but that was it.
That was still dope. But
you got to think Jill got the joint with Anthony Hamilton that was big. I'm in love with you. She got the joint Foolish. She had a couple. Because she just dropped like two albums within the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I know she dropped one like 2 years ago. Last year, I know.
But Stacey, you wouldn't know, obviously, because you're checking. Yeah, it was a good album. Yeah, with that duo with Anthony Hamilton.
Mm-hmm. Anthony Hamilton, when I hear his voice, I just want to go sit down and pick some greens. And
get Sunday dinner ready.
I just want to get Sunday. As soon as he starts thinking, I'm just like, man, are the greens already on or do I need to put them on? How much hock is on this ham? Like, I got a lot of questions because it's a there's just a some down home, just country
boy.
Yeah, some down home.
I want to see him battle somebody.
Who could he battle? That's a good question. Since we're talking about
who else has a raggedy beard that he.
That would be interesting is Carl Thomas against him.
Carl to
what
Carl
about Shell, John Legend?
John Legend got too many pop hits though, right? Is he a little bit more poppy to go against Anthony Hamilton?
Yeah, especially his most recent stuff. Especially since he been married. He been nothing but pop. Yeah, since he got married.
So who's another neo soulish
music soul child then?
That'll be a good one. I think a music soul child and Anthony Hamilton.
Is there somebody that's like?
What, Raheem Devine?
Man, but he's too is Raheem too underground to go up against Anthony though?
Does he? And plus, he don't have enough mainstream hits. I can like probably Raheem barely name five Roberson. Songs.
And Raheem Devine versus Eric Roberson, I think would be a better
I've heard so much about Eric Roberson and have not heard one song.
What? How are you running this group? Eric Roberson is the truth.
That's what people say.
She's like, I never heard of him.
Something was falling over.
She said that's what people say because you haven't checked it out to know.
If he came out after 2002, she don't know nothing about him.
Listen, do not know shit that came out after 2002. I hear a lot about Eric Roberson, and I have a lot of friends who are like, oh, we're going to go see him. And I'm like, who? Who was that?
And Roberson did a dope show too here. Last time he was here with me, 5-6 years ago. At the, like 7 years ago. At Plush, yep. It might have been 7 years ago, actually.
Was probably like 7, 8,
Say, I stopped listening to new music in like 2013.
She stopped when iPods came out. She's like, man, I could put all the music that I like on one device?
So do you think it would be an upset if, so now this is my question, does Jill Scott get to use You Got Me because since she wrote it?
Now, this is very interesting.
That'll have to be a sing-off round.
That's why I think the Versus really needs to like dive into like you have to do categories. Like I think it shouldn't just be like a free for all whatever song.
Like if you both, but that's what
no, like categories like duets, songs of duets you produced, or or hip hop songs, like or songs that were for a female artist and things like that, where this can't be just like whatever song I want to throw out there.
That's what Lil Jon and T-Pain said. They said they were, because you know they did You and That together. Yeah. They was like, we already agreed. I think it's like three songs they did together. We're not gonna play these songs.
Okay, maybe Eric and them will do that then. Okay,
because that would be very interesting. Cause I think because what Jill wrote it and she's supposed to be on it, but they went with Erica because she was more well known.
Exactly. Because Jill wrote it.
You just can't do it.
Yeah, because Jill didn't come out to what, 2001?
Yeah, You Got Me is 99,
yeah.
Yeah, because on the live, the Roots live version, Jill Scott singing on there.
Yeah.
On the Roots live album.
Yeah, because what's the dude, Black Thought? Because he explains it.
Yeah.
That's what happened. So that's actually really interesting. But I think, I don't know. I mean, again, when it comes to hits, I mean, I have a lot of Erykah Badu favorites. What's the last album she had? Well, I mean, aside from the mixtape,
New America. It's New America too. That's the last album. That's the
present. Is that Return to the Donk?
Yeah.
That's the one with Return to the Donk.
Did you see her naked?
Jail. What was that song?
Window seat.
She was naked?
Yeah.
Yeah. Return to the Donk.
And think about it, that's 2011.
Yeah, Return to the Donk.
That's her last album.
Yeah, and then the mixtape. So she's just been posting off of that. But I think the thing is, the hits leading up to that will sustain her from to be able to be in the battle. So
yeah, because whatever she play, whatever going up against Didn't You Know, that's going to win.
You don't like Didn't You Know?
No, I'm saying that's going to win against whatever Jill. Going to win against whatever Jill.
I mean, there are, like, you know, on and on. I mean, there's just a lot of jams that Erykah had. Like, the. Yeah.
I'm sleeping on Jill, man. It's some joints from Jill.
Jill got some hits, but it's just I vibe with Erykah.
With Jill, is there anything kind of upbeat, right? As opposed to, not saying that Jill does ballads.
Hating on me.
Golden.
I hate it.
What's that one when she was like a doctor in the hospital and everybody was all happy? I don't know. I don't remember the name of it though. Like the doctor, they walking through the hospital.
Not hating on.
Wasn't hating on me.
What's the first song she came out with on the first one?
Long Walk.
No, the one where she was like, getting in the way.
Getting in the way. Yeah. Getting in the way.
Singing that the other day in my kitchen. Just for no reason.
I like
getting in the way.
I was making like a turkey sandwich and just started singing it.
I like Cross My Mind.
Dude, y'all sleep.
Crown and Ice. I think there's a lot of. I mean, again, I think she has great music. I'm just not a huge music fan of her. I think I like Jill Scott as a person. I just like her overall. Again, I'll be excited just to watch and see what happens. Like, I think everybody will enjoy it all together. Like,
flip and use the what you call album though? The Lupe joint that she got a Grammy for. Daydream.
Daydream. Yeah.
That's it. That's a hit. That's what I'm saying. That's a hit though.
Yeah.
Then Erykah Badu could come back with Love of My Life though.
She gonna come with Love of My Life. Next Lifetime. What was that one when they used the explosive beat? Bag Lady.
Yep. There's a song that, what's the fucking song?
What's the one when the dude calling her from jail? It got like a hood, like a rap beat. It came out like 2003.
What the fuck is the song with Rick Ross on it? Wait a minute. It's not, Rick Ross isn't on
that,
it.
That's like, Window Seat. That's Window Seat Remix.
Nah, you're talking about Maybach Music 3.
No. He's in the video.
Is that Window Seat Remix? It's the Window Seat Remix, I thought.
No. Mm-mm, wait a minute.
I know she's singing the hook on Maybach 3 with Jada Kiss, T.I.
It's fine. Ooh, I love it. My garage is flawless. Under 100,000 ain't allowed.
Yeah, like you said, she got Love of My Life.
crowd. What is the damn song? Like, either, like, Rick Ross is, like, he's in the video for it. Get Money.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I like Honey. When all the album covers.
Honey is dope, too. Honey.
I like that video. Oh, yeah.
So, it's a, like I said, that's a lot of jams that she has. It'll be yeah. good. It'll be fun to watch. It'll be a great time for the family.
Stacey, this is actually one of the most surprising things. I think I would look at you and think like, "Yo, she would love Jill Scott." No, like literally, that's your. I feel like I don't know you no more. Like I literally feel like we have to recapitalize our relationship. And I would be like, I thought when I wrote these topics down, I was like, "Oh, I know Stacey." That seemed like Stacey would be like in the Jill Scott lane.
Nah, too hardcore. I don't know why. Like, just I've tried. I really have tried. I'm like, I'm gonna get into like, oh, I'm gonna get into her.
No.
Nope.
Again, I don't hate her at all. Yeah.
But you know what? I have the same feeling for Nas.
what do you mean about that? What are you trying to say about that?
I mean, I'm just saying, I can't get into his music. He's a great rapper,
What do you mean, though?
Like, he's great, mean? But...
Let it go, Scott. Let it go.
What
let
does
it
that
go.
Mean?
You shape like the number 8. You taste like banana cake.
And you my number one candidate.
Nah, I don't see a problem. I don't see a problem with that.
I just can't. I just don't. He's not my first choice, though.
Owe me back like you owe your taxes.
Exactly. That made sense to me.
It's a horrible like song. You owe your rent.
It's a horrible song, but it makes sense. That line is a standout line. So you going with Erykah Badu, Scott?
Yeah, I'm going with Erykah.
Stacey, you going with Erykah, obviously, because you only listen to 3 Jill Scott songs.
I'm voting either way. I don't, again, I can't say, oh, Erykah's going to take it over Jill because I'm not familiar enough with Jill's stuff to have that opinion. I think. I'm excited to hear from both of them.
Like, I'm interested to see what you say after this battle, Stacey. What you gonna say after?
I'm interested in the features they're gonna play instead of just their songs. Like the features, like you said, about the Lupe, the Daydreaming.
Yeah, dude, that's a bit. That's big. That's what I'm saying.
So, like after the battle, I mean, if Jill took it, Jill took it. Like, I don't feel a way either way. Like, I really am absolutely neutral on that.
Is Common off the board for them to use? Because they both had like 3 or 4 songs, Common songs they've been featured on. Is he like off the board? Like, this like, yo, I know that's your ex-man. We're not going to use him as
fair game.
Common
is fair
game, man.
He is community penis, and he can be by anybody.
Okay.
She gonna throw 3 stacks out there and J Electronica and may have a DLC feature in her pocket.
Look, if she has a DLC feature, it only could be her part though, because I really don't want to hear him rapping raspy.
I know his voice.
Yeah, and I know I love DLC. Yeah, I know. They helped the Skelta album, man. I remember I bought that because it was
redid Funky Enough, didn't he? Try to redo it with the new voice? Yeah.
Yeah, and remember he redid, you know, remember it was supposed to be Ice Cube and Dr. Dre will do the Helter Skelter album.
Yeah.
He did the Helter Skelter album. I bought it as a dumb 13-year-old kid. Because, you know, you're like, man, it's DOC. I mean, what could be going wrong? Like, his voice is wrong. It was just like.
Yeah, it was after the accident, man.
I actually returned that CD to Musicland.
Dang, you could probably get
I didn't even dude. Want them. I was like, they was like, you can't get your money. But like, that's fine. I'll take my credit. And the album I got was Ill Al Scratch, Crippin' on a.
That's why the video I posted today.
That's why I said, when I said that, that was what I just.
And we was just talking about that song last night.
We were talking about Dirty.
With Brian McKnight.
And Brian McKnight features, and because I'm a huge Brian McKnight fan.
Is that a better feature or Fly Girl from Queen Latifah with him? Mm. You know, he sings on, that's before he blew up his Fly Girl.
I gotta hear that song. I remember, but I gotta hear it though.
I gotta hear it again.
You remember Queen Latifah, Fly Girl, come on here. Oh man, they had a video for that.
Was it Unity? Queen Latifah, when she was wearing African stuff.
She's still rocking African stuff then.
Okay.
This is right before the, it's the album before the Unity album.
I have to hear it.
This is the album with Latifah's Got Enough to Hear on there.
Okay, okay, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I have to hear it again.
I'm gonna have to YouTube it though.
When you he's not even in the video, he's just singing the hook.
Just singing on it.
Right. It's his early Grimy Night.
They was doing him like they did Kelly Price on the Mo Money Mo Problems.
They sure did it for like that. I'm gonna put in the chat, Drew. I'm gonna put in the chat for everybody with the link to. I just found it. I think this is gonna be a good battle, man. I think a lot of people sleeping on Jill in this.
Hey, look, we're gonna find out.
But speaking of other battles, did they ever get a date for the Bone and 3-6?
No. I was looking forward to that one, man. Two more questions before we go forward. Who did y'all have in that battle? And then I want to get y'all Teddy Riley.
I had 3-6.
I had 3-6 too. I had a big argument about this. At first, I had Bone. Bone had one of the best 2-year runs, but 3-6 has been alive since 94.
Don't care. Bone.
You really? Bone. I don't think Bone has nothing for State.
If it was 10 songs, I'd give it to Bone.
Not 20. What Bone song is a club song? They can just bang you out with club bangers.
If you have to go 20 songs.
Everyday Thing gotta be in there. Creeping on a come up.
But those are club bangers, though. Like, they going to bang you over here with Still Fly.
International Blast. Yeah, they got everything. You got Bone and Biggie.
Sipping on some scissor.
Right. For me, with 3-6, all they have are the club bangers. So that's it. So in reality, the battle doesn't make sense. Because it's like, there are Bone songs that have been played in the club, but Bone doesn't have club bangers. They don't make club bangers. It's just, they just don't. Right, like, right. Like, not to start the argument, but Biggie and Tupac, right? Biggie has more club bangers than Pac did,
is that true?
I
think Biggie does, but I don't think it's that easy of a question to be answered. I don't think Biggie has as big of a song as California Love for the club.
It's Hypnotize?
Not bigger than California Love. I don't feel like. Like, I mean, think about California.
I mean, California Love, yeah.
But you got to think, like, Biggie's first couple of songs can be.
Yeah. No. He has more club hits. I take that back. I'm thinking about it now. I got Big Papa, all that.
Songs, and then the remixes.
Yeah, remixes.
Like, I Get Around, and then you had, like, the other one. When you got the people who maybe just have a dope single or your favorite song, whatever, versus the club shit. And 3-6 has way more club bangers than. I can't even think of a Bone club banger.
A Bone.
I just think about Days Rejuvenance, like with all his songs, like you could play those, like you got. I mean, you got one of the best worst artists of all time on 3-6 Mafia, Crunchy Black. I used to be deep in my
expedition. He got his own day.
Hey man, dude, I love Crunchy Black.
I think the battle would just be interesting just off Bone production from the 90s because it was so different at the time. Yeah. You know,
that's DJ Unique too.
You know, yeah, DJ Unique. Well, from 94 to 97.
Yeah,
even on that double disc with the Tupac song with the gunshots.
Thug Love on there. So
Thug Love, yeah.
I mean, Bone career wise had features and duets with some of the top artists ever. Mm-hmm. Period. Right? Like people that you didn't get to. I mean, hell, they had a fucking song with Phil Collins, didn't they?
Yeah,
Take Me Home.
Phil Collins, they did a song with Tupac, they did a song with Biggie, they got a song with Master P. Mariah Carey. Like, it is, there's a lot of...
I forgot about Breakdown, yeah.
I never forget about Breakdown. There's a lot of collaboration that they did that other artists simply just had.
What was that song they did on... Days of Our Lives. It was on Set It Off when they sampled Tender Love at the beginning.
Yeah. No, they got joints, man. I just think people forget how much. I mean, you know what? It's a good. It's gonna be a good battle. That's the.
It's gonna be good, man. But I don't want to hear Crossroads. I know it was their biggest hit, but I don't want to hear it. No.
The second version of Crossroads, I probably don't ever have to hear again.
The commercial, the boom, boom, boom.
Version, probably never have to hear it again for the rest of my life. Like, it is got played that bad. Now, if you want to play my original Crossroads, go for it.
Them boys were singing.
I mean, they did have more. I mean, I remember as Saints, they did play more. Used to play Mo Murder in the club. I mean,
Mo Murder was hard. Yeah.
I still listen to Mo Murder.
Yeah, I do too.
Like, I still listen to it. So I listen to Mo Murder and Shots to the Double Glock.
The intro on East 1999 Eternal was probably my all time favorite rap album intro.
Yeah. Okay. I can see you say because it's like ladies all rapping back to back on that one, right?
Yeah, they playing on it sounds like a war going on, and it sounds like a missile dropping, and you hear Busy rapping in backwards, and then a beat just drop, and it's like execution.
It's just called the introduction. It's just called the introduction. It's called
the introduction.
Yep. Like, it comes on, and then you hear a dude saying, "Welcome to the dark side." Like, it's Frankie Bone playing in reverse.
Yeah.
And buh, 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 buh. And then
again, that's like my all-time favorite.
I listen to East 1999 probably twice a week, every week for the past 15 years. So
and keep in mind, I'll never ever since we're talking about that, this is the worst. I think this is maybe the worst, one of the worst years of best rap album of the year. I'm gonna tell you all the albums of this year. You tell me what one, and since we're talking about Bone, Tupac, Me Against the World, Bone Thugs and Harmony, East 1999, Old Dirty Bastard, Welcome to the 36 Chambers, Ski Low, I Wish, Naughty by Nature, Poverty's Paradise. Who you think won for best rap album?
Pac. Was it Pac?
Nah, come on, no. Pac's never won a Grammy.
Nah, you never won a Grammy?
Maybe Different Dermama something, but he's never won a Grammy.
Naughty by Nature.
Yep, it's Poverty's Paradise, Naughty by Nature.
And Pac probably had something to do with it because he was cool with him.
But I think Poverty's Paradise album wasn't a bad album.
Is that the one with Feel Me Flow?
Yeah, it's got Craziest on the and Clap Your Hands.
Feel Me Flow.
Actually, I take that back. That's not one of the worst years. That's not one of the worst.
That is my jam.
But I just thought Me Against the World in EC 1999 was just like, come on,
like,
man.
Yeah, Pop could have been in, he probably was in jail during, when that award show happened.
Yeah, he was in jail.
Yeah, he'd have been in jail.
Yeah, he was in jail. Give him his.
I thought Pac won a Grammy. I don't know. Damn, I thought he won one.
I believe Pac is not going to win a Grammy.
East 1999 is damn near, I mean, it is, for me, it's a classic album, but just even as far as skips, like, you really don't have to skip.
Nah, you let it ride all the way through.
I think I want to skip. I skip Land of the Heartless and No Shorts, No Losses, I think, sometimes.
Yeah, like, but you ain't skipping Mr. Bill Collector, Bud Smokers Only.
Mr. Bill Collector, fuck joy.
Mr. Ouija, none of that.
Yeah, I don't skip anything else. And again, it's like, it's a, let me put, if I can get back to the player that's playing it, I'll, like, oh, let me skip that. But otherwise, I'm sorry, just let it play. Whatever. But again, and that's, I think there's a underratedness that goes with Bone. Like, my guy once was like, name me a quotable from Bone. I'm like, it's not about, I mean, so like, I can name a quotable. I'm like, but it's more about the cadence of their rap style. I mean, like, it's just things that were said, but he's like, name a quotable. Give me a dope metaphor. Give me this.
No, man, I miss Uncle Charles.
Yes.
Like, man, I miss him.
All right. So what did y'all, who would y'all have in the Teddy Riley versus Babyface battle?
I had Babyface.
Y'all both had Babyface. I was winning against the grain. I had it a draw.
Mm.
Even on the podcast, we redid it with Van, shout out to Brother Vandalism, and I lost out. I think we put Babyface. I could as a straight draw.
I knew it was Babyface. Like, for me, what I knew,
because Babyface is a simple writer, though. That's the only thing that kind of gets me, that his stuff is like real simple. Like,
yeah, it was basically a sound versus a lyrics. That's basically what the battle was.
So, because the reality is, although Teddy Riley created a sound, he created New Jack Swing, all of those New Jack Swing songs are not his. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that's where I would say the confusion lies. But like, yeah, you created this sound, but you don't get to use those songs in your battle. We got to only use Teddy Riley production or something that you wrote. So you're going to get everything from Guy and you're going to get everything from Blackstreet.
With a couple Michael Jackson songs.
So but he had some other stuff too, though. He didn't even use, though, that was really killing me, though. I think the one that he really could have threw people on is the Jane Street joint, the joint he remixed for Jane Street, I Never Need Nobody Love. Yo, yeah. Man.
I thought he was going to put more Heavy D stuff in there. The My Love remix, the Mary J.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And Babyface could have came a little bit better too. It made me realize how much certain artists, I guess, really kind of tune into what they really love instead of like what people love. Or the feeling of what they thought about when they did that. Like, yo, like, why would you play Deep by Blackstreet? Nope. I mean, that's a cool song, but nobody fucks with Deep.
Nah, I didn't like it when it came out.
He was trying to show off. He was like, oh, for real? Let me play this though. You ain't got that. So it's you got to read the room sometimes. And I think there were things that Babyface played he wasn't expecting. But the show, who knew that he produced the show? Right?
Oh, I knew that.
I knew he produced the show. Yeah, it was just crazy how.
I think their sounds are just very different. Like, and because I love, first off, Babyface is shady as shit, and I love it. I loved everything.
I don't do remixes.
I didn't know you did that. Or when he said, "Oh, I didn't know we were doing remixes." I don't do remixes. It's funny.
Oh, yeah, that was shit.
But
you did that in your house. He's like, "You did that in your house."
It was so shady. I loved it. But I think that their styles are so different. I think it was, for the culture, it was great. But I think that, and that's why, I think Babyface did it for the culture. Teddy did it for the clout.
Because that's why that first night it messed up. He was trying to run it from his website. He was trying to charge people to watch it.
And then that's why Babyface was like, well, all right, I'm going to go ahead and go sleep. The second time when the fuck up started happening again, Babyface was like, yeah, I'm finna go get my bed again.
So, yeah, he played like End of the Road and the Whitney Houston and CeCe Winning.
Babyface was sitting in his studio minding his business playing his guitar.
Yeah.
Play this. Oh, you know what? I'm playing my white music. I got a Grammy for this one too. And I'm playing it. So he was. Again, he did it for the culture. Teddy tried to do it for the clout. That's just a lesson in itself of the music industry, when you're doing something for the people versus for your pockets.
No, I still want to see Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis versus Babyface.
That would be good.
Jimmy Jam would crush them. Crush him. Jimmy Jam would crush Babyface. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
I think that'll be a better battle than
The best producers of all time. They're the best black producers of all time, even over Quincy Jones and me.
Matter of fact, shout out to Quincy Jones. He in that new Travis Scott video.
Is he?
I'll send it to you. Yeah, I was watching BET Jams. He in there kicking. It's like a house party. He in the house kicking.
Oh, he's just a drunk old man at this point.
Young Thug, Travis Scott, and Quavo.
He's a drunk old man at this point. That's what he's expected to come into. Have y'all seen his documentary?
I haven't watched it. It's in my list on Netflix.
Yo, they was like, quit drinking vodka, Dave. He's like, I'm drinking my drink.
Yeah, he's like, nah, I'm going out. I'm drinking.
I'm drinking my drink. I can't even.
Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis have 31 top 10 hits in the United States.
That's what I'm saying, man.
I'm sorry, in the UK and 41 in the United States.
That's what I'm saying. Mm. Nobody can mess with them.
They did all the Janet stuff.
Yeah, right. Look, I remember we had a big debate on Facebook, and I don't know if y'all want to bring it in y'all group at some point, because that it'll drop the mother load. Janet Jackson versus Whitney Houston. I don't even think there's even a discussion. I don't even think that is even a competition. Janet Jackson has way more hits.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah, like they're like, oh, well, no, I mess with Whitney. No, you can mess with
Whitney. What about Janet versus Mariah?
Still, I think Janet made it beyond. You got to get the Beyonce. It's only Beyonce's like only Beyonce. One that can mess with Janet when it comes to hits, period. And I think that still would be a battle, even with Janet versus Beyonce.
I just looked this up the other day. The only people who have more hits than Beyonce are Mariah, Janet.
And what, Dolly Parton?
I'm thinking Madonna.
And Madonna? Makes sense.
Oh, so Celine Dion have a lot? Celine Dion ain't up there?
I don't remember. Like, I want to say four people, but I don't remember now who the fourth one is. But I absolutely just looked at this, like, because somebody, the Beyonce debate in the group the other day, somebody was talking about Beyonce. And that's what made me look it up.
Mm. But, Beyonce is basically like LeBron James. She's fighting against people that ain't even here. She can't even go against them no more. And they don't even, it don't even matter though. Like, you can't even go against Jordan.
She gonna go against the young chicks.
Yeah, but it's like, you can't even, they don't even competition though, man. She almost 40 years old and still trying to outdoing these girls as way 20 years younger than her.
Hey, so who would Carrie Hilson be, like the Sebastian Telfair or something?
No. Carrie Hilson would be.
Nah.
What was the dude? The dude.
Oh, she had some hits. She had a few.
Yeah, she had a couple. I don't even know who Carrie Hilson would be, because I don't want to shit on her like I was thinking about. Because I was thinking about.
She'd be like Joe Johnson.
That's a good
one. She'd be an all star, but don't have no rings. You know, make the.
But she gotta make a comeback though. She better make a comeback because Joe Johnson got re-signed to the league after the
Big Three.
Big Three,
yeah.
And he's the highest paid player over the last 15 years.
Yeah, he got them big $200 million.
We should put him on the wall for Black History Month. I'm serious, because
Vanessa of the Millennium.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. He should be on the 27th of February. Like, let's
finesse guy.
Do they do that for kids anymore? Like, I asked my daughter, like, they don't do that for kids. Remember the calendar when we was kids? You walk in every day, and it'd be a different Black History person on the wall.
I don't even know. I ain't seen that in over damn near 30 years.
My daughter said they don't do it. I was like, do they do a Black History calendar? Justin, like, no, but they got a whole bunch of Black kids in their school. But I want the calendar where we can highlight one Black person every day. And Bill Cosby's always on the 20th. You know, it's always Bill Cosby with his cigar on the 20th on there. Like, dang, yeah. that didn't age well, you know.
I didn't, man. That's all you used to see was Bill Cosby, too. I remember I used to be at Upward Bound in high school. And we, you know, you take them summer trips, do college tours. And we went to Central State. And they was like, yeah, this is Dr. Cosby's office. He only comes here once a year. You know, he donated all the money to the school.
Hold on. They had an office for him and he only there once a year?
Yeah, he never he probably show up maybe a couple times a year. He had his own office.
Or tell me I can have arms on babe all this shit up in it.
Are there locks on the doors like Matt Lauer? Like the little setup like Matt Lauer had? Like, did they have like a special setup like with the button that he can lock that bitch?
Man.
I understand if I ever am at that level where I can have some shit built on the campus or be able to go back, I will have an office. Don't go in my shit. No, I don't care if I'm not here. But
and it better be clean when I come back.
You build one at SEMO? You build one at SEMO, Stacey?
Absolutely. I would totally build one at SEMO. And you can't go in there. I don't care if I'm not there. Y'all can't use it for shit else. Don't use it for food day. It better be dust free when I come. And I'm gonna be sitting there and walking around telling everybody all the shit that I paid for.
Like, you know, that's my building, then my windows, and that's my door.
Like, the chairs, about all them chairs up in there. Wasn't even no chairs in here before I got here.
Yeah, you know, like the old grandma that just cussed everybody out. Like, you better get on my damn couch.
Cussing out all the kids. Send a chair outside of my office. Just the office door wide open. I'm just sitting out there drinking some iced tea. You need to be quiet.
So you're not even gonna sit in your office. You're just gonna sit in like the little foyer area, just talking shit. Just sitting
right
in the foyer area.
Door of
just
the
chilling.
Just sitting there and talking shit and yelling at young kids. It is what I plan to do after a certain age. Is just cutting out children is pretty much what I have set up for myself.
All right, topic of the night. My main topic I have for y'all: what happened to the R&B group?
Ain't none.
Ooh,
but what happened? Like, what happened?
Egos.
Like I said, Diddy dismantled. the group. Didn't nobody want to get together no more. They was Diddy put.
So you said make it of the band actually destroy R&B.
It kind of did for real, because really, what was that, like 2004? Then they brought it back in like 06, 07.
And it, because you had the band that was what 03, 04. Danny Kane.
Day 26 came.
So Day 26 is like 06 maybe, right? 07.
Yeah, like 07. Yeah, 07, 08, something like that.
Diddy was out here trying to be Maurice Starr, and it doesn't work that way. All right, you can't the whole building a band thing. Like the best bands that ever happened weren't built. They were people that knew each other and they came together. And every once in a while, you had to replace a member because somebody died.
Did their own thing.
But other than that, but the whole actually the formula of building a band, like he thought it was Maurice Starr. And it's like, dude, it ain't gonna work that way. You can't do another New Kids on the Block. You can't do another NSYNC or a Backstreet.
But like, I sure used to watch for the fights. When he was putting the band, the first group together.
Bruh. Like, yeah, you can't do that.
It's and that group didn't really make sense. It was like five rappers, two singers, one Jamaican. Like, I didn't know what was going on, man. You didn't know how many died. You thought Dylon was like actually five people.
All the Jamaican's role was to be Jamaican.
No, I think the whole thing with that was, I think he wanted to make a rap group, but then he saw how Babs wasn't that cute, and he had to have a girl, I think.
The light skin, the singing chick.
Sarah, I just think they needed somebody that had sex appeal for the group in his mind. And he was like, dang, Babs can rhyme, but she ain't no looker. So we're gonna have to pull his R&B girl in there. And this dude, Dylon, Sean Paul is kind of popping at the time. So he's like, well, let me try to get in on that. Mm-hmm. And then the South is kind of popping. So let me get with Chopper and Fred. And
Ness was from Philly.
And I need my East Coast floor on there. And then that was the idea, I guess, in their mind.
A whole smorgasbord of shit is what it was.
Yeah.
He thought it made no sense. Make him walk to get some cheesecake.
Yo, that's when I would have
shutting down the studio
again. So, why do y'all think the R&B group is gone though? Like, what is, you know, why is the R&B group not?
I think now it's just, especially nowadays, I think it's just to the point people just figure I don't need a group, I can do it myself. I think that's why you don't see groups for real.
You don't need a group, you can do it yourself. Also, people don't. Not saying that talent doesn't exist, but talent isn't what's selling. So there was a time when it came to R&B and music and singing, you had to have talent, right? And when it came to even with talent shows at school, like we're laughing talking about Shy, singing If I Fall in Love Again, acapella. So all the acapella songs that came out, you and your friends, good singers or not, y'all sat around trying to sing these songs.
Y'all don't try it. Mm-hmm. Or try to learn a routine.
We're gonna learn the routine. I mean, and these days, what the hell are kids performing in the talent show? They sitting there just dancing to something they saw on TikTok. Like it's. I think
they're doing all this.
And they don't. I mean, if talent is there, it's just not something that's showcased. There are no other groups to even aspire to. Boyz II Men looked at New Edition and was like, "This is what we want to do." And just from there, other groups, you see what the group before you did, and you're like, man, I gotta be here. I gotta be able to do that. I mean, hell, even New Edition was looking at who? Like, the Temptations, or even the
Jackson 5.
Looking at them. So, you followed behind, and then now, what was the legit, aside from Day 26, what was, Day 26, Jagged Edge, 112?
112, Drew Hill, because they still around.
Yeah, but, like, but
when I guess... Is B2K count? Like, when did they break up?
Yeah. I can't remember exactly when.
I was lusting after the big brothers. I was on the immature side.
Immature.
I was immature. But still with that, like, it's a... If you were a kid right now, mm-hmm. what R&B group are you looking at? That's out right now.
Like new groups.
I mean, the last one I remember, like for kids, was Malice Behavior. That was like the last.
Yeah, that was like the new immature. for like the new generation. That was the last one I remember.
What was that?
What was that group Usher had? One Chance. They had that song with Fabo. You know what I'm talking about? That One Chance. What's happening?
Wait a minute.
I don't remember the name of the song, but the group was called One Chance. They was from Atlanta. I think Usher had discovered them.
Wait a minute.
It was One Chance. It was One Chance.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. I'm trying to look. That was 2008.
That was 08? Damn, I thought it was before that.
So,
I thought that was like
04. Right now, I am a 12-year-old kid, and me and my homegirls want to do a little singing. Who am I looking at?
City Girls.
No, you laugh, but you're right.
That's the only group I hear about. Migos.
That's what I'm looking at. That's my inspiration to do something, and they don't sing. So... Like the I think the culture change, the ability or what it takes to become a group or a singer or get signed, that changed because all of a sudden it wasn't about hustling to try to get, you know, to get management or performing at your local Black Expo and trying to do all of that. It became, we can make a YouTube video. And even, and back up, that's not to shit on people who got discovered from YouTube, because it's a, you still have to be able to, I mean, hell, Justin Bieber got discovered off of YouTube, and all hate aside, the boy can sing, right? You know, like, so he was on there singing, but it's a, I think just the grind or what was needed left, the Just Add Water instant fame came, and it's just, and then as a whole, R&B just is the same as what it used to be.
Yeah, I mean, I guess because it's more of a thing of like, man, I ain't slicing up the 5 pie with these three other dudes I just knew from high school.
You know? I see now that the group Player, they done merged with Drew Hill.
Yeah, that is ridiculous. That is ridiculous. Like, I mean, and now it's just basically Cisco and Player. You know that, right? Because Nokia left.
Oh, Nokia? What? Jazz, I thought
Jazz left too. Jazz
left too. Woody and the other dude left.
No, Jazz left too.
Okay.
So it's Player featuring Cisco.
That's exactly what it is now.
Cisco and Player.
I mean, Player got one dope song. You know what I'm saying? I mean, rest in peace to Static Major as well. They got a dope producer dude. That was it. But did we really need Player?
Nah.
You said we do, Stacey?
No, I said cheers to you.
Cheers to you.
That's it. And that's a dope song.
And they did Birthday, but that wasn't a single. It was on that Timbaland CD, that Life in the Basement.
Yeah, but that's it. Like, I mean, Drew Hill's departure from life is just ridiculous in itself. But all these groups are. I mean, what Jodeci was trying to go back on tour for a while, and then Devontae would stop wanting to go to the shows.
Yeah, Devontae's still out there, man.
Yeah, man, he ain't been right since he got that home invasion back in the day.
What happened with that?
Well, no, that's the one they even talk about. If you go back, it's an Arsenio Hall interview. They talk about it too, though. Somebody ran up in his crib. They beat his ass in the crib. Allegedly, it was Suge Knight and him. Allegedly.
Yeah, because he was running with Death Row.
That's who does the piano on No More Pain.
No More Pain.
Yep. He produced No More Pain. That's his whole song. He did the whole thing. And you got to think, allegedly, the Ray J's Suge Booty Goons did something to him. That's what the internet streets be saying. Not sure if that's true. That's a super legend.
So that's them cats Ray J talking about.
Exactly.
That's them cats Ray J talking about.
Those are Suge's boys, right?
Ray J needs to be stopped.
Okay. I think the legacy of Ray J is solidified.
Yeah. He didn't want to be Brandy's brother no more.
So who is the 90s R&B quintessential group in y'all eyes?
I'd say Boyz II Men.
Probably. Maybe Boyz II Men.
Boyz II Men.
So if we're going to do a Democrats and Republicans... are liberal, and I won't say Democrat, liberal and conservative. Boyz II Men conservative, and then the liberal version is, or the leftist version is Jodeci then? Are they basically hand in hand for the 90s?
Jodeci was your badass cousins just from, from like from down south that would come through every summer.
Yeah, they was your country ass cousins that can sing. Right. What a
and shit, like, cause Voice of Man was the preppy kids, and the, here come your cousins telling you how boring it is here. Y'all ain't got.
And they wear leather all year.
My thing is, I never realized, never thought about why them two groups in this new age of everything coming back together didn't go on tour, don't go on tour together, like a Jodeci Boyz II Men tour.
So, yeah, but you know, Boyz II Men out in Vegas, they got a residency out there.
Right, but I'm saying, but why don't they all go on tour together though? Yeah,
because they like might sit and get into a shot match with JoJo with KC and JoJo.
Okay, that's fair.
Slipping away. And Wanya don't want to deal with them.
I can see them all not they cross them as professionals.
Yeah, there's a level of professionalism and decorum that Boyz II Men bring to the table that KC and JoJo do not. So that could be it. And then also they kind of don't need them. So if what I learned over the years is that, not to say that everybody tours just for money, but that's where the money is. That's where the money is on the road. So New Edition taught me that the reason they stayed on tour was because that's how they got their money. They weren't getting money from any of their contracts. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times when I see artists that are consistently always on the road, I'm like, that's gotta be it. That's how the fuck you're getting your money, because there's levels to it. I mean, not to say that every artist doesn't tour, but Jay isn't always on tour, right? And then, Hive, forgive me. Your queen goes on tour a lot because she makes money on tour. Her album sales are not bad, but she doesn't sell as many albums as people think she does. And that's something nobody wants to talk about. But she makes big money on tour. So you make your money on the road. But the old heads, like a Madonna or a Janet, they don't have to fucking tour. Like they
chill.
They can. They just do it, you know, like, oh, you know what? Do a little something for the fans and keep it moving. They don't have to tour. So with Boyz II Men having that residency, they don't have to tour.
Yeah, people come to them.
People come to them. Jodeci has to tour. They need that dope.
They have to. It's mandatory. We gotta do
40 days. My wife saw Casey and JoJo a few years ago. They came. I think it was a Valentine's Day show. They was at the pageant. I forgot who came with them though.
Hey, look, weed ain't free. They gotta be able to.
Who's the most disappointing R&B group of you all for the 90s? Where you're like, man, they did not
disappointing.
Like, where you're like, man, I thought they was gonna be a little bit more than what happened.
I would have to say Mr. because Blackberry Molasses was just a huge song. You thought they was just gonna come. You was like, all right, it's some little teenage dudes. They was like the new like High Five or something, you know?
Yeah.
But Bobby V just came back like 15 years later with Slow Down.
Soul for Real.
Ooh, yeah. That's it. That is.
Yeah, that's answer. Yeah. I forgot about them. Yeah.
Soul for Real. I think I really thought. I mean, that first album was really good.
Yeah,
had a nice amount of singles, some other little stuff. Really thought that they were going to give us something.
As far as slept on groups, I think Janae, the two chicks.
Yeah,
I think they was probably the most slept on group. The
and they left a lot of money on the table too, though. Them breaking up, they left a lot of money on the table. I feel like.
Yeah, I think they were the most slept on because they had some hits.
Yeah, I mean, thinking, who else has disappointed me as a group? Who could have taken us where we need to go? Low key.
The group low key.
That's what I thought you said.
Wait a minute.
I got a thing for you.
Hey. That's the Kansas City. They from Kansas City.
But, hey, okay, yes. Throw them on the list of people. But I was going to say, low-key High Five.
Yeah, because they went through so much shit, man.
Low-key
was that. Because, like, their greatest hits album just gives you everything that you need.
No, it bangs.
I got the CD.
All you need is that greatest hits, and you good to go. You don't need nothing else. But just this is all the hits, bang.
Because they only had two albums, didn't they? Before?
No, they got like four. They got four.
I mean, with Tony in the group?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I just remember the first two, and I remember Tony went solo for a minute.
Well, no. This Tony went solo after the three albums, and then they came back again before he died. Actually, it was just Tony and some random niggas. That's really that fourth album was Tony. No, he literally just, it's just, you look it up, it's like literally just
it's Tony
and some four niggas from Waco. Four niggas from Waco that he found. But one of mine was Intro, man.
Yeah, Intro.
And because the lead singer died.
And he died of AIDS. At AIDS, didn't he?
Yeah, man. He wrote and produced a lot of stuff too. So the song "One Sweet Day" "One Sweet Day" is about the dude from CNC Music Factory. I forgot the song that's about
him. Dude with the ponytail.
No. You thinking of Freedom? No. Ace too though. The dude from CNC Music Factory from Ace 2 though. The light skinned with the red hair. With the red hair box.
Oh yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
I always think of the dude with the ponytail when I hear CNC.
Yeah. No. You talking about Freedom? Freedom. Yeah. They actually going through court stuff because he using the CNC. He registered the CNC Music Factory name and it's illegal for him too though because it's actually the two producer dudes. It's like what Cliff and Clive is the CNC. Like that's their names. Mm-hmm. And he going on the road and stuff though with they name and doing songs when he left the group.
Damn. I don't even remember two songs from them.
That second album was even better to me. The one with Everybody Wanna Get Funky on there.
That's the one, I like that one, yeah. I like the second album more than the first one.
And take a toke on there with the Mexican dudes on there. They named the group was called Trilogy.
Trilogy.
I thought that was two separate albums.
That's two different albums. CNC Music Factory is the producers, and all those other people were just people that, like, it'd be kind of like when Timbaland did his album, he's like, all these other people on my album.
Like a big collaboration.
Yeah, that's what CNC Music Factory was. So, like, that's when you brought on the Martha Washingtons and, the Selma Williams and all them. Those are just people on around them, and Freedom Williams and the group Trilogy and all those other people they brought around. That was just people that was around them. They were just producers putting people in there for music. Even though you can tell that as a kid, I learned that later on. I just learned that like a couple of years ago, though. So that ain't like shit we supposed to know because you just saw CNC Music Factory on Arsenio Hall and just had to take it for what it was. Another one for me is Portrait.
Yeah, I'm sitting here going through
this. And
one of the songs I have on there, I have Portrait on there. I have Low Key on there. And it's like, man.
Rude Boys.
Right.
Y'all remember Art and Soul?
Yeah, I remember Art and Soul. Snap.
Snap.
I mean, it just saw like so many art like groups that were there and just gone. Like, hell, nigga, Shy.
Yo, no, Shy is another one disappointing. Did y'all see Shy when they performed on Mother's Day or something last year? And the light skinned dude, all the girls like, had that bad long hair going on?
But one of them died, didn't they? Then one of them.
No, hold up. I'm finna pull it in the chat group because y'all got to see this. Because I just saw it on accident, and I need y'all to see it too.
Me and Garfield was gonna be together.
Didn't one of them die?
I don't know.
I don't think it was the lead singer, but I think one of the members that died like some years back.
Yeah, in the past few years, I've seen a picture of them. But they did not look great. Garfield looked especially not good. And
that's what I'm saying. That's the video I'm sending you right now.
That was the dude with the deep voice, wasn't it?
No, that was the light skin one all the girls like with the curly box.
He was the one, the light skin one that was with Coco or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But he was gonna be my man. But Shy was disappointing. And then because there was the first song, the first album.
Was dope. The second one was Straight Two because you had the Jay-Z remix on there, and then that was it. I think they maybe had a third album.
There's another. So here's
I think I remember three from two or three.
That's nowhere to be found because there's a single on that album that I can't find.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's a song they have called Yours, and when I
I put it on.
Right, and everybody be like, "Oh, baby, I'm yours." Nope, not baby.
The a cappella.
Right.
Oh, no, I'm looking at it. It's on If I Ever Fall in Love. It says on Wikipedia. That's on Yours.
No, no, it's not. But it's a
no. They said, "Baby, I'm no. You're right. It. You're right. You know, you're right.
Yeah, it's another one.
They got
it's
called wrong. Yours. They got it listed wrong.
Yeah. So yours exists. I mean, so they'll tell you what album it's on, but you can't find that album. Like, I hate when albums go missing. Or apparently, Tevin Campbell's second album, I'm Ready, is nowhere to be found online.
That's the one really? Babyface did, ain't it?
Yeah.
Babyface got it.
It's nowhere to be found. You can't get I'm Ready. You can get his first album. You get the Back to Our World. I'm Ready is not on Spotify, and it's not on Apple Music. But grab Tevin's greatest hit, you get some of the songs, so you just may not notice. But yeah.
I think Aaliyah's catalog get on there next month. They said in June. Yeah.
Niggas been waiting.
Yeah.
A small tidbit of for information. This is the Place You Belong by Shy's on the Beverly Hills Cop 3 soundtrack. It's not even on the album.
Beverly Hills Cop 3?
Yeah, it's on the Beverly Hills Cop 3 soundtrack.
Who know?
And Patti LaBelle's Right Kind of Lover is on that album too.
That's when your mama got her boyfriend back in 92.
Hey, that was a joint though. That was a bop.
Yeah.
That Right Kind of Love was a bop.
Been there snapping and dancing.
That's when your mama fell show in love again.
Real right. Man.
But anytime you throw show enough.
She got married to Greg and they was good.
And if you remember, if y'all remember the video, she had like a little crystal ball thing in there. Y'all go look at
it.
And
like
bringing new men into the room.
Sure enough, he got the stuff.
He got the stuff.
Hey, that song
she meant it.
That song was not for us. That was for grown women.
What'd she say? That's my baby.
That is for grown women.
Hey, was that? But that was after she did that show. What was that? Out All Night, where they had Morris Chestnut
and Dwayne Martin.
Dwayne Martin, Vivica Fox.
What
Vivica?
Yep, Fox that's where Vivica Fox got her start at.
It was a young Vivica too.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think Vivica's older than we thought she is. I think it was a little bit a seasoned Vivica. I'll say that.
Yeah, she was a strong 28.
Yeah, she was damn near 30 in 92, yeah, 93.
She had
no bullshit.
Like in her 20s. She had to be at least 25.
She was older than both of the men on the cast. I know that. I think she's older than Dwayne Martin and Morris Chestnuts.
I can see that.
She's not gotta look this up.
Like I'm sitting there like I can see that. That's probably
yeah.
That's it.
Well, man, let's let everybody know where they can hit up the group. And all that good stuff where they can join a group and get in on the fun.
Facebook, I only listen to 90s R&B, but we talk a little hip hop. You know, we just keep it basically in our era where we grew up.
Where can they hit y'all up online as well? Where can they hit y'all up both online too as well?
Instagram, Cool Ass Scott. Twitter, Cool Ass Scott. Facebook, just Scott Hilliard.
And for me, Stacey Adams always. So whether it's Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, Stacey with the E, Adams with the Z, all one word.
Shout out to the Stacey stalker. I'm sure you need to respond to his DM, Stacey.
Bruh. And he gonna be like, bruh, like,
hey. Bruh, she hit back.
Hold on. He gonna be like, she on video this time, right, that's too.
He on video talking? Damn.
And I ain't even got a haircut.
Please, okay, so to anybody watching, please don't DM me. DM. Ladies, feel free to send nudes. Open the door is my inbox safe, as always.
Some dudes can't send nudes, though?
She said ladies, only the ladies.
No,
Stacey be there like this, like a Rick James.
Give it to me, baby. Give it to me.
I was telling somebody the other day, I said, man, so we used to go out, and I said, this is before Scott was married. And they're like, so Scott and Black, we'd be out. And they're like, you ever been out with Stacey and just watch women just approach her? And like, I was telling somebody this, I'm like, I said, yeah, so we would go out. I said, and women would just walk up and start twerking on me. And they'd be like, why? I don't know.
And we just walk through the club.
We just walk up, or I'd be like, and I'd be like, I could say like, hey, I'm like, I like you, and you want to be my girlfriend today? They'd be like, sure.
He'd be random. I'd be like, Stacey, you going to the party? You going to the such and such? I'm like, yeah, Stacey gonna be there. So,
yeah, I'd be like, yeah, I'm going in with her.
I don't know why. It really just started kind of just being funny to me, just to say it and be like, oh, send nudes, blah, blah. Like, I would always say that. And then people literally started sending me nudes.
You're like, oh, it works.
It does work. So, it's just one of, I was like, oh, yeah, send nudes. Everybody be like, oh, hi, Stacey, so crazy. Then you start getting nudes. And it's like, oh, snap, wait a minute. I didn't really think that anybody was going to send me nudes. And I didn't think that was really going to happen. Because, I mean, why would you just randomly send me nudes? who would think that somebody would actually do that, right? But I guess they think like, oh yeah, she wants. I'm gonna send Stacey some news.
Okay, Stacey always wants some news. Let me send her something real quick.
Let me get some pussy off of you. You ain't using it, so they just, and then sometimes dudes will send me dick photos, and if you send me a dick photo, I'll send you one back. So.
Wow, that's actually pretty good maintenance.
That's the way to nip that in the bud. That is. Ladies, if a guy sends you an unsolicited penis photo, send him one back. And then he'll say, what the fuck? Why are you sending me a dick pic? I thought we was exchanging those. You sent me one, so I'll send you
one. But now you're going to get somebody smart and somebody going to send you a nude of a woman though and expect a nude back.
I'll send a picture of some naked woman.
Yeah, you're going to send a random.
Yeah.
Random from the collection.
That's it. So
let me send her something from 08. let me send her something with less megapixels.
I go on Twitter all day and find a naked picture of somebody. So, yeah, don't. Reality, please don't send me.
Don't send her news. Don't send her news. Thank y'all for listening. We're going to be bringing it back soon. Would y'all let me know as Mr. I want to do this show, man. We'll do it.
Oh, shit. We could get up once a week. I mean, with Stacey's schedule, I know we kind of base it around Stacey's schedule because I know she does so much.
School ended technically yesterday, but I still got a project that I'm working on. Like when I get done, I got an hour before I got to meet with my partner to finish up this damn fucking group project. But. And then I'm free for a bit until starts. But going forward, it's not going to be as bad as it has been for the past couple of weeks.
We'll have the Erykah Badu Jill Scott recap next week.
Yeah, we will have a live thread.
Yeah, so let them know.
Can chat. We can just during each other.
That's what I need you to figure out how the fuck to do. Because they're doing it on Instagram is working on being able for people to broadcast live from Instagram to Facebook. So that it's not just only on Instagram, right? They'll be able to hit both target audiences.
I'll teach you how to do it. You could do it from Zoom.
So what I want is for, I would love for us to be able to be watching something on Instagram or wherever and being able to broadcast it in the group. And people be able to talk and
chat.
What was the show? 2.0 kind of feel where you sitting there commenting and you got the video going on around.
Exactly. Or hell, even the Facebook watch party. Like a watch party. Because right now, watch party is only for a video that is currently being played live on Facebook or something that was already there. And that the technology I want is to be able to grab something from somewhere else. Or even now you could do thing with the Netflix parties and all that shit.
Yeah, well, people are bootlegging the battles and you can just maybe stream some of their videos into the to the group.
Yeah, that's what Lil Duval did for the babyface Teddy Riley. He was streaming it from YouTube some kind of way.
Hey, whatever. That's what I would love to have is to be able to do it that way and be able to have one just thread of people talking shit.
Well, listeners, let us know if y'all know how to do it. We got some hackers out there.
We're the IT
players.
Y'all niggas can break to a fire stick. Y'all can figure this shit out.
Yeah, somebody figure it out. But thank y'all for listening. We will be back with them next week to recap the Jill Scott, Erykah Badu. I'm going with Jill Scott now since they want to go with Erykah Badu just because we got to have the debate and we just can't all be there.
Make sure you got some fresh incense ready for the battle.
Yeah, or weed. You know,
yeah, straight go head down to your local market.
Yeah, coconut oil and
shea butter,
all that good stuff. But thank y'all for listening.
Make sure you ain't ashy.
Yeah.
All right, y'all.